AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. More than 24 people have died as a result of the huge snowstorm the eastern U.S. is digging out of. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said earlier that staying in for one more day would be wise.
I know people are starting to get cabin fever, but now is not the time to go venture out onto the roads unless you absolutely have to.
Officials say part of the Pennsylvania Turnpike near Pittsburgh, where hundreds of vehicles were stranded during the storm, reopened in both directions today. Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission CEO Mark Compton says more than 300 first responders showed up to help dig out hundreds of stranded motorists.
There's an old adage that says, don't ask someone to do something you don't think you could do yourself. Well, as we watched those folks clear an estimate of over 500 vehicles, I'm not sure I could have done what those folks did.
Maybe you've noticed gas prices are down again. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices have plunged lately.
Gasoline prices fell substantially in the past 2 weeks, down 14 cents. The new average for a regular at retail is $1.91, and it's the lowest in fully 7 years now.
A new poll shows the public has doubts about Washington's ability to solve problems.
An APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll found more than 6 in 10 people had only slight confidence, or none at all, that the federal government can make progress on issues like terrorism and health care. Those were the main issues about a third of those asked wanted to be addressed. There's no significant difference in the outlook between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats were more likely to consider gun control a priority. Republicans, the budget deficit. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In the AFC, Denver has beaten New England 2018. This is AP Radio News. The first of a total of 153 Iraqi Christians who've been offered asylum in the Czech Republic are now in Prague. Majid Kurdi is one of them.
We have come here first to provide a secure life for our families, and secondly to get a job.
The government approved the group's request for help because they were threatened by the aggression of Islamic State extremists. According to new guidelines adopted by the IOC, transgender athletes should be allowed to compete in the Olympics and other international events without undergoing sex reassignment surgery. The International Olympic Committee medical officials say they've changed the policy to adapt to current scientific, social, and legal attitudes. The guidelines are designed as recommendations, not rules, for international sports federations and other bodies to follow and should apply for this year's Olympics in Brazil. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.